Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Taking a walk through the world. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, the news sage, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. We are here at your service with the top topics of the day. The Confederate flag is under scrutiny as the South Carolina General Assembly meeting today rallies outside, so they'll do the right thing, the obvious thing. Yes or no, Mal?
Well, South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley is calling for the removal of the Confederate flag from the grounds of the State House. And she says this is a moment in which we can say that the flag, while an integral part of our past, does not represent the future.
This is the time when you can say, you phony!
Because she didn't want it before or
right.
Didn't fight for
phony.
It anyway. Yeah.
Well, I mean, people have different outlooks after events like this. It's possible.
Why is it taking an event like this, killing 9 people, for these people to wake up?
Let me tell you something. After an event like this, a lot of people look at things a lot differently.
Really?
It's an eye-opener.
Do you?
You know, yes.
How so?
I never really thought of the Confederate flag the way I did before, but, you know, it's, I actually went and read a little bit more about the Civil War because I thought there were other, more things that led to the Civil War than just slavery. And there were, but, I mean, it was all slavery. And I just, for me, I looked at it and I see it as more of a symbol, not for slavery, but just as something that we should probably move along from.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how those words, I every once in a while use an adjective in front or an adverb in front of a verb or a pronoun or a noun, and I get called on it. Probably, maybe, perhaps.
I never thought about it as a symbol for slavery before, but now I understand why people say it that
well,
way.
Well, you know, for a while.
I think that the South, while there's Southern pride, they should probably get a new symbol.
The symbol, if you'll pardon this description, has been whitewashed for so long, mm-hmm. especially with shows like The Dukes of Hazzard. Mm-hmm. Which it was on their car, mm-hmm. right? It was on the General Lee. It was everywhere. So many people, I think, maybe growing up who really don't know its connections, its roots,
right.
don't think of it that way.
We do such a horrible job of teaching history in our schools. I'm betting you're right on there, Molly. There are a lot of people who don't know. What's the big deal about the what is the Confederate flag and what's the problem with it? It should not rise again. That's really where it is. All these photos from this suspect in the shootings and the governor being the phony baloney that she is. Walmart says, excuse me, they get it. No more Confederate flag merchandise on the shelves of the stores that bear the Walmart symbol. Okay.
Sears as well.
That's
yeah.
symbolic one way or another. All right. So how political is this? Under the circumstances, this is not a political program by any stretch of the imagination, but politics enters into our lives, and in this circumstance, the people, this debate about the flag, there's a debate surfacing about gun laws because of this killing. There is this focus on political donations from white supremacists. Was it Rand Paul who said yesterday, I'm giving my the $8,000 back to whoever?
Yeah.
Right.
They don't know who's giving them money. And then once somebody finds out, they're like, oh,
right.
Well, wait a minute.
Get rid of that.
That one nothing to do with you.
Uh-uh. So the ramifications of this are broad. And so can we say that in this circumstance, this is a leap for me, but I'm going to try it anyway, and you tell me what you think, that these people did not die in vain. Those 9 people have become a symbol
yep.
for something that was long overdue. It's a tragedy that it couldn't happen in another way, in a better time, more thoughtfully produced. But in this circumstance, they did not die in vain. They died to advance a cause which they didn't know they were going to do, obviously, in life.
And I think everybody is pretty unified in that this guy was a monster.
Yeah.
There's no
what made him that way, Richie? How did he didn't
you
learn
know,
in a vacuum?
From you a friend of his. And this was interesting. A kid that he grew up with was like, this just happened in the last few years. He goes, I don't know what happened to him. His mother is one of the greatest people I've ever met. She's a wonderful person. And I noticed these changes in him in the last few years, and I don't know why. Mm. And that's what a friend of his was.
Mm. I have a very difficult time looking at his picture at all. There is something so incredibly creepy about
all these guys.
This guy's eyes.
Yeah.
That it's really, really scary.
Yeah.
You know, not unlike some of the other shooters.
Yeah. All right, speaking of looking into somebody's eyes, P. Diddy. Did he pee or not? that wasn't what I was going to... I was going to ask this. To pee or not to pee? No, I was going
to
ask it that way.
To Diddy or not to Diddy?
Diddy, thank you, Richie. I think that's what I said. Yes, Diddy or
Diddy?
Didn't he?
Two combs over.
Yeah. All right, so the story is that Mr. Combs was arrested at UCLA yesterday. His son is practicing for the fall football team. And the poor little boy was being treated roughly by the coach. So this boob grabs a kettleball from the weight room and chases the coach around.
He went into his office to talk to him, and then it escalated into something a little bigger, and then picked up the kettleball.
Yeah.
And he's being charged with assault with a deadly weapon for the kettleball.
Well, if you got hit over the head with that, you'd be pretty
dead. Definitely the candlestick in the parlor.
Yeah. He's seeing you later, alligator.
There's no doubt you can't walk away from that.
As long as we're into sports.
You know the funny thing about this story,
yes, Richie?
Is the coach that he was swinging the kettleball at is the same coach that was on the sideline. He was a strength coach for the Jets in 2010.
Really?
Alosi. And he was the coach, and I don't know whether you remember this, when they were playing the Dolphins, and one of the Dolphins running backs was making a run down the sideline and was going to go all the way.
All the way.
And this guy, Alosi, sticks his foot out and trips him.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. All the way. Okay, so is P. Diddy's kid, first of all, P. Diddy's a moron for any number of reasons, but the number one reason he's a moron is because his kid's on the football team. He lets his kid play on the football team. That's moron number one. What else?
P. Diddy has built quite the empire. That guy's a mega billionaire.
Genius. Yeah, right. Yep, smart guy.
Forget the music. He's got the clothing line,
the
perfumes and colognes and all that stuff. I mean, the guy's rich.
All right.
He's out on bail. Apparently, he borrowed that money.
You're right.
All right, of course he did.
I lent him the $160K.
Right. So Tom Brady, speaking of football, key question during the suspension appeal hearing will be whether science supports the findings about deflated footballs. That is, that they can lose pressure just the same as your tire does on your car. That's what they're going to do. They're going to compare the football to the tire on your car. Over time, tires lose their air pressure. Over time, footballs lose their air pressure.
But can they lose it on command?
Who are they kidding?
Tom Brady will walk in there, and he will walk out with a lesser suspension or not be suspended at all. That report was full of could have,
would have, maybe,
might have,
yeah, possibly.
There was nothing that said, no shadow of a doubt, he did this.
Yeah.
It was always could have, maybe, could have been. So it'll get lifted.
Okay, so there's a football it wasn't on eBay. It's on some other site. $25,000. One of the Deflategate balls that
we talked about it yesterday.
I know, but is it gone? It was the opening bid was $25,000. Anybody there yet? On that?
No, nobody is.
Nobody's there.
There's no bids on it yet.
Okay.
What would be the point of purchasing that ball other than Brady touched it?
Asked by a woman.
Yes. I give you that. Yes, it is.
Everybody will remember Deflategate. In 20 years, when you say, remember Deflategate, this was the ball from it. People will remember it.
Yeah, I know. It'll be worth a lot more then than it is now.
Yeah.
All right. Time for you to improve your health and well-being, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our wit and our wisdom, our intelligence demands that once we found out how good Super Beats were, we had to tell you. We had to tell you the story I'd like to tell the story of Super Beats and its glory.
Stop it.
Heart Health.
It's you and your
singing. The musical version of the Doug Stephan
Show. It is.
Heart Health. Improve your circulation. Drink a glass of Super Beats. Take the teaspoon, stick in the canister, powdered, into the water, drink it, and zingo, zango, bingo, bango, you are on your way to nutritional gold mine territory. Because Super Beats, so rich in antioxidants, electrolytes, that sort of thing, dietary nitrates are number one in Super Beats, and that's what opens up all your arteries and your veins, gets the blood flowing. That's why you feel better so quickly, because it opens everything up. The blood rushes to your brain, to your muscle, to your heart. Everything works better, and it stays that way for hours. So if you're lacking in the morning, and you find coffee not to be doing the thing that you wished or hoped it would do, my suggestion is you try Super Beats, the easiest way to get the natural delivery of the things that will help with your circulation. That's why you feel better, because the blood is circulating. I'm confident that you will enjoy taking Super Beats every single day. It's a product that I have become energized, if you'll pardon the pun, and you will be as well. Energize your body. Call 800-655-4183. People ask me, where do I get my energy? Here you go. This is it. 800-655-4183. I'm just stimulated by being here, stimulated by life. I love being on the radio, love being with you, love being able to talk about things like this, because it helps you. I'm here to help. 800-655-4183. Seriously, this will help you out a whole lot. DougLikesBeats.com is the place to go. Website, DougLikesBeats.com, or 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day supply free. Get that canister along with three other canisters when you order the first group. And take it. It lasts a long time. And it is... it's just so superbly formulated to make you, all of you, feel so much better. So, it's again 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com to order. 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
So it just keeps getting better and better and better. May that be your word, your mantra for the day today. Get better.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, 23 at the hour. This is the point in the hour. We're on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We present some musical interlude, some musical focus, different depending on the different hours. Today, in this slot, we begin by focusing on our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Comes from the band Postmodern Jukebox. How'd they get their name, Kenny? Postmodern Jukebox.
They take, what they do is they take popular songs,
yeah,
and they put a spin on them so they sound like something from a different genre or a different era.
All right, so let's listen. You see the video, you get much more out of it. It's soulful, a bluesy cover of Green Day's hit Boulevard of Broken Dreams with the help of a former voice contestant, Maya Sykes, on vocals. She's from The Voice on NBC.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, so I walk alone.
Blues.
These empty streets on the boulevard of broken dreams.
So, here's where I come down. There are a lot of people who love jazz, blues. It does it for them. It's never done it for me.
Really?
Awful.
Love it.
Puts me in a horrible mood.
Oh, I love it.
I understand. It's good. You love it.
So you're one of the usual people, like happy music makes you happy?
I hear last week in the Barry Manilow concert, never mind the stuff that he sang that made me happy, but they were playing some of the songs and we were on to Shazam trying to figure out what the lyrics were for Coldplay, Living La Vida Loca Voca, whatever it was. Then there was Pharrell Williams and Happy and that kind of stuff. I like pop music. It's upbeat and strong. That's just my choice. Everybody's got a different choice. That's what makes the world go round. That's why there are people who have this focus that love this kind of music and want to hear more of it. So you can start by watching the video of the day because it puts a shape, a context to the music that you wouldn't get if you're just listening to it. So
she's lovely.
Check it out. Yeah, check it out. It's good. It's for every, you know, people love this stuff. It's not always about me. Thank heavens.
Yes,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much is.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It is the Doug Steffen Show, by the way.
I've heard that. Right. All right. So let's get to pop music that will... What is this?
Sounds like a news theme.
Yeah.
It does sound like a news theme, doesn't it?
What is this?
It's just in.
It's,
I know what this is.
It's just in. You keep me hanging on.
Oh. I should have translated better. When I said I wanted you keep me hanging on, I didn't want this version of it.
Oh, you didn't? Which one did you know?
I wanted the earlier version. That's okay. This makes a point. Yeah. That's all right. Never mind.
Let's see if I can hook you up with that.
That's all right. This is the problem with the generational difference. When I say I want to hear you keep me hanging on, I want the Supremes. When Richie hears me say you keep me hanging on, he wants this version. Who is this? Madonna?
These kids today.
This is not Madonna. This is Kim Wilde.
Kim Wilde. Right. Anyway, and so the reason I should have explained further. The reason I wanted the Supremes is because they're going to talk about the Supreme Court and what
those
they were doing.
Supremes.
Yes. And the reason that I wanted you keep me hanging on from the Supremes is because they keep us in suspense on their decisions regarding some of the court cases they've had this season. This is the week they announced a lot of the decisions on gay marriage. Today it was raisins.
They are honestly such drama queens.
They are. You're right. Ooh, queens. We know, so you know something we don't know?
Cowards. They're waiting for the last minute, and then they're going to leave town.
Right. Yesterday, they ruled against a fella who wanted to continue getting royalties for an expired Spider-Man toy patent. The court said Marvel gets to keep its money, and Seth Cohen that came up with this? Also, yesterday, Supreme Court struck down an L.A. law that requires hotels to hand over their guest list to police when asked, and this seems to be a win for privacy. Anyway, there's a lot of that sort of stuff. So now, Richie, you understand why I wanted the Supremes.
I don't know why I couldn't just follow your brain there.
Bob, you've been following my brain for a long time.
Of course.
You're right? What the heck? You've been following my brain for a long time.
Absolutely.
That's the problem with my brain. You're too much in my head. You and somebody else, I know. Too much in my head. Get that stuff
Welcome
out of
to Staples.
My head.
How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning the
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at idstronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In a few moments, let's see who today's inventor is. Before that, though, I have something. This may or may not show my naivete. You love to take shots at me, Richie. Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Ken Kessler.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay, so in the mail, I'm just looking in the mail.
Yeah, give me one.
Yesterday, I got a promotional thing from Ford. It says,
yeah,
2015 Ford Explorer giveaway.
Ooh.
And it tells me to pull the tab on a VIN gauge code case.
Okay, so serial number gauge code case.
Right, okay. So I opened it, and the number that showed up is 957846. So underneath that, hold on a second. Underneath that is a scratch, like the lottery thing. You got to scratch the number off, and if the two numbers mix, if the two numbers match, then you've won. So I just scratched off the number, and the number is the same, 957846.
So far, so good.
So it says call the gifting department to see which one of the following gifts you have won.
Right.
A new Ford Explorer or $25,000 in cash.
Oh.
A Samsung 3D plasma TV. An Apple iPad Air or a 7-night Caribbean cruise?
You won the cruise.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You won the cruise and there's going to be hidden costs.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you want to call them on the air?
No. Sure.
There's a 3-hour cruise. I'm going to go with the skipper.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rest.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, listen, maybe I won a car, though. How do you know?
That would be so cool.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you smiling?
Exciting.
McFadden's just whispering in my ear, and I can tell he's laughing. He's not on the air, but he's laughing because you think I'm getting suckered.
You're right. You, all these things. I don't trust these things.
Hey, sorry. Doug, hey, pull my finger.
Exactly.
I just want to see if I go for it.
Okay. Let's see if I can find winners elsewhere. It's 36 after the hour time for today's enshrinement of somebody who is an inventor. We enshrine inventors and entrepreneurs here. My Cool Inventions Radio. We got Akers and John both together. Rich, you're supposed to tell me who's here.
You have me.
I have John. Okay.
You have me. Which, I'm not, you know, the better looking of the two.
No, I'm not disappointed. I like having you because I like your laugh. I like your bright voice. I like your personality. He's got personality. Charm and personality.
Well, keep putting me on the pedestal. This is pretty cool. Yeah,
really? I usually save that for people who are or a person of the other section.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, so we have My Cool Inventions with another inventor. Do you see that Ashton Kutcher is going to be a judge next season in Shark Tank?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting, though.
It is, though. He's quite an entrepreneur, quite a smart fellow, and he's made a lot of money doing a lot of things that show he's got a head on his shoulders.
Yeah, so, it is kind of odd, right? Because you remember the goofy character you used to play when he first came out with the 70s show?
Right, yeah.
Which is kind of like our lives, you know, back when we were kids.
And then it did Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Dude, Where's My Car? I don't remember.
And then the camera company, what was the name of the camera company he did all the ads for?
Oh, yeah.
He made millions off that. Yeah, he made millions.
Well, he also did, he created a show that's called Punked.
That's true.
Basically, right. A wilder version of your uncanny camera, sort of.
And he's got a is it a comedy website, Ken? That does very well. He makes a lot of money on the internet.
Yeah, he's smart.
And he has good taste in women. He did marry Mila Kunis.
Really?
Yeah.
That's better than Demi Moore.
You know, they're both talented actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Mila Kunis is extremely funny.
I think that this. Oof, do I not want to say this?
I don't say it, Ben.
Oh, yeah, no. I'd go with your instincts, Doug.
Don't say it. Okay. Don't get in trouble.
All right. Yeah. So yesterday, we had Christy Frankenstein on with the SnapPoint picture frames. How'd that do in terms of thumbs up or thumbs down?
She ended at 97%.
97%. Good. That's a good number.
I'm going to find. She lives over in, I guess, on the other side of Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So I'm going over. I've got to see where she's framed up in her garage. I mean, she just because of what she has there and how she's done it.
Well, it's a great example.
Machines and creating their own equipment to make her invention.
One of the things that we underscore here are garage businesses, literally basement businesses. That's where a lot of the great companies got started, in your home, in your head, and
Microsoft
in your home
and Apple.
Yeah.
She's making 100 of those frames a day.
She is. I didn't know she was making that many.
100 frames a day. They actually have the CAD machines and the computer drawing machines.
Is it a 3D printer thing?
It's similar, but the CNC machine her husband actually made for her.
Did we convince her to go to $29.95 with the price?
Yeah, I think that's right. Where she's headed.
So she's selling 100 of those a day. That's that's $2,900. So what does it cost them to do this?
She's making 100 a day. We don't know how many she's selling.
But she is actually starting to sell a lot,
is she?
Which is very good. I mean, I think she's got a good path going. It'll be interesting to see how far she goes.
You can see her profile and what she's done at mycoolinventions.com. All right, so today we're going to meet Bruce Sventek. Is that his
name? I like this guy.
Sventek. All right, well,
you know why I like this guy? Why? Because I've known Bruce now. I met him at one of our first trade shows when we were at one of the houseware shows.
Yeah.
And when we came up with the idea that we needed a kind of a safety or a platform for American inventors. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Bruce had his invention was made of wood. But he had, you know, like the, I think Minnesota Vikings on there. And it was, and what it is it's a pot lid holder for crock pots. You guys use the crock pots at all?
Sure, I use them every day.
I have.
You do not.
Keep going.
But anyway, so this thing holds the lid up above the crock pot. It's actually a very cool invention.
Really?
Well, now I
that's why it's here on My Cool Inventions.
Yes, I just met him again at the Inspire Expo in Minnesota, and he recreated the what's called the lid skid, and it's even better now.
Really?
It's very cool. So let's welcome Bruce to the show. Hi, Bruce. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Hello. Good morning.
So I was telling the game.
Bruce doesn't sound too excited about being here. Come on, Bruce. Can you give us a little
early
excitement?
In Minnesota.
Come on. Bruce,
it's early.
You're getting a big chance here. You could become a jillionaire by just being on this program.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds authentic.
That's the Minnesota spirit. Okay. Hey, so tell us, Bruce. Tell everyone what Litskid is all about, and then I want to hear your.
I want Richie to pay very close attention to this because this is aimed at slow cookers.
I'm all over it.
Yes,
it's the slow cooker, the crock pot, right? They started the whole revolution. And they're actually a great way to cook. They make a great meal. You can go to work in the morning. You put your food in the crock pot. You come home. It's heated up. It's warm. But the real problem is there's no place to put the lid. You know, these large companies, you would think that they would have come up with this 30 years ago. And what the Litskid does, it's universal. It works on any size slow cooker or crock pot out there. And it just slides underneath the cooker. The cooker sits on top of it, and it weighs it down so it's stable. And then it holds the lid above the rim, like John said.
Yeah.
And so any moisture that you get on the cover falls back into the
That's
food.
That's my big thing.
And not all over the cover.
Yeah, whenever you take the lid off, all of the condensation drains off. And you have to sit there and hold it over back of the crock pot so that it goes back into the food.
Rich, you have to see this thing. It's on microinventions.com. Imagine if you had like a football party or a bunch of friends over. You've got several crock pots set up. That's the perfect way to put the lid up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is ingenious.
Yeah, you know what? So Bruce, I hate people like you. It's just really, really annoying when something's so simple and so obvious. We all should have thought of it, and you did first.
Every week you got a problem. Yeah. Look at poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So Bruce, let's hear Bruce's pitch because I know we're running out of time. But Bruce, go ahead. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to allow you, as you listen, to vote. You can vote by going to our website, mycoalimations.com. You can vote thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can text a vote by texting to the number 22333 and putting thumbs up or thumbs down in your text. So Bruce, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. The slow cooker is a great invention. With over 12 million units sold each year in the U.S. alone, they're great for parties and potluck dinners, and the church ladies love them. The problem is, where do you put the lid? The solution is the Litskid. It holds a lid for the slow cooker in the perfect location above the rim of the cooker. The Litskid works on all size slow cookers, new and old. The slow cooker is placed on top of the legs, weighing it down. The Litskid body runs up behind the cooker, and the upper arms project forward over the rim. With one hand, the lid is simply removed and placed on the arms. Any moisture drips back into the cooker, and the counter stays clean and organized. The Litskid folds flat and stores along the sidewall in your drawer. The Litskid makes a great gift at $19.95. You can buy it at Litskid.com. And please go to MyCoolInventions.com and vote thumbs up.
Hit that website one more time. Hurry up.
All right. Okay. So we got Bruce Sventek and this Litskid. You can vote for him by texting to 22333, a thumbs up or thumbs down. Do that till noontime today. Or dial 888-877-0490 or vote at mycoolinventions.com. All right, so your observations, John?
I thought Bruce's pitch was structured perfectly. He gave us the problem, gave us the solution, gave us a price and a website. And Bruce, since there was a little bit of extra time, I would have been hitting your website even more. Litskid.com, Litskid.com, Litskid.com.
Well, you can take after me and sing it. Bruce,
yeah, oh,
next time
you're
singing, Litskid.com.
There you go. But Bruce, good job. I think it's a great invention. I know. I don't want to have a pony in the race, but it is what I thought when I first saw it. You know, years ago, and now it's so much better. I think you've done a great job, Bruce.
Thanks a lot. It's been fun, enjoyable.
What's
and,
the price? I don't remember hearing the price. What's the price, Bruce, again?
$19.95.
And you got plenty of margin in it?
Not as much as I'd like.
Well, move it to $29.95 and let's see what happens. Here's an idea. And then don't forget, Litskid.com. All right, you got that, John?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure you do. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
It's that time of year when young people across the country don their cap and gown and take that final step into the real world. So how do they and others feel about the future? The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll looked into the priorities and challenges facing young people just starting out. Allstate Executive Vice President of Marketing, Innovation, and Corporate Relations, Sanjay Gupta.
4 out of 5 older Americans believe that the younger generation faces more challenges than what they did when they were starting out in their career. And that is borne out by the fact that nearly 45% of the younger generation is carrying student loan debt, for example. And that in turn affects them when they look at things like having kids, getting married, or buying a home for that matter.
Still, the poll found young people are not only optimistic, but increasingly community-minded. Allstate has been working to encourage this desire to give back. Earlier this year, they launched the Renewal Awards, which seeks to support local innovators who are improving their communities. Winners will receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's 12 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page and Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden. You think the only focus on the Patriots is the football and Inflategate or Deflategate? Not so. The feds, Richie, are zeroing in on a Wall Street firm called Georgeson because they barter tickets to high-priced events, including Patriots games, in exchange for confidential information about shareholders. The target came into focus last week. Prosecutors filing criminal charges against a former employee for selling confidential shareholder information to a proxy solicitation firm. This is completely illegal, but in order to get, okay, we'll give you a box at the Patriots for it's worth $1,200. So,
in exchange for information about investors?
The investors. They tell you, in exchange for the info on you, you get tickets. So what they took, the people unsuspecting thought that this information was necessary for them to have their account. So give us a little more info, and we'll be happy to give you these tickets to the Patriots for this next season. But then they take the information and sell it, because the information that they have on them is worth more because they're higher net worth individuals, so somebody would pay more money to have access to them so they can pitch their products to them. it wouldn't be that the average person is going to be in this category, but certainly a lot of high net worth, the one percenters are in this.
Sounds like some stupid one percenters there.
Well, yeah. I mean, but,
oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah,
here's
my
information. My
social
security number. Right. I'll take those tickets now.
Exactly, yeah, right, exactly.
Morons.
Here's where I keep all my money. How about the tickets?
Right.
Yeah, no.
So my checking account number, too?
Yeah. Yeah, Richie, what is it? That's the line to be, please. 51 after.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. How do you know when you hear the call? What do you do when you've done it all?
Same guy, though.
Same guy.
Theme from Cannonball Run, called Cannonball. Movie music starts movie moments. That was the number one song, and this is the number one movie this week in 1981. 34 years ago, Cannonball Run, which was basically just all these guys just having a good time, and the camera was rolling. That was pretty much it, Chucker, right? No script
for
this.
Yeah, it's funny, because like last month I was changing channels, and Cannonball Run 2 was on.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, Campbell, the first one actually is better in quality, but the second one, I said to myself, my God, how did they ever release this movie in theaters?
Yeah. And why would they
literally play it out like a whole? It plays like a whole movie.
Yeah, right at home. Pretty funny stuff. All right, let's get people's attention focused on our movie of the day so they can qualify for our drawing for the trip to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. The drawing will be a week from Friday, so if you'd like to get in, it'll be fewer than 100 chances. You'll have good odds at winning this lovely trip. If you know what this movie is, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself.
Got it.
888-302-3684. Let's make quick work of this, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting involved in figuring it out. Next clip.
You cheated me. I had a destiny. I was supposed to die in the field with honor. That was my destiny. And you cheated me out of it.
You saved me. 888-302-3684. Last clue.
A little patience here. This is a longer one, Dudley.
All right.
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger. Shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Thank you, Bill Clinton. 888-302-3684. All right, figure it out, and we'll get you on the air, and you'll qualify to get the right answer. Chuck has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Oh, thanks. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of science.
Oh, shall we book another appointment then?
I'm
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get Josh on the air from Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Morning. I'm well, thank you, sir. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, it's nice to know. All right, tell me what the name of this movie in question is.
The movie is Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, number one movie this week in 1994. What do you remember best? What did you like best about the movie, Josh?
Life is like a box of chocolates, Doug. You never know what you're going to get.
That's a great philosopher. All right, Josh. Hold on. That's very true. And here to prove that is Chuck Curry. I don't know what I'm going to get from you, Chuck. What do you have?
You know what I remember about Forrest Gump the most?
Yeah?
Is that the Shawshank Redemption should have won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Really? Because that was the same year.
I would agree with that.
The same year.
Huh.
But, you know, history has a way of... Forrest Gump I like very much, but Shawshank Redemption is an absolute top 10 classic of all time. Yes, some movie news, Doug. According to multiple reports, the long-awaited Beetlejuice 2 will begin filming sometime this year. Michael Keaton will once again star in the title role, and Tim Burton will be back to direct. That should make a lot of money. Hopefully it's good. The big screen version of the Telly Savalas...
Does it really need to be a good... Chuck, hold on. Does it really need to be a good movie to make money? Come on.
No, it doesn't. But, yeah, legs. You need a good movie to have legs, though.
Right, okay.
You can have big opening weekends with a bad movie.
All right, so Kojak the movie.
Yeah, Kojak, the movie, moving forward, Vin Diesel's going to play Kojak. Now, I've seen Vin Diesel. I like Vin Diesel. But Vin Diesel, you are no Telly Savalas. That guy was... great.
What does it do to imagine a lollipop in Vin Diesel's mouth? What does that do for you?
Not much.
All right, well, let's see what it makes. We'll probably all go see it no matter what. 59 pass. Thanks, Tucker.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.